Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. Go there and check it out and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Rich, we're talking about the Democrats and what they've gone through this week. Representative Clyburn endorsed Biden in South Carolina almost less than a week ago, and basically made sure that Biden won South Carolina, which he did. It gave you new energy, and then from that propelled with some other cool things that happened. It was to his advantage, propelled him into an amazing Super Tuesday event. Two of the candidates dropped out, which helped Biden. I wonder why they dropped out. I wonder if the Democrat Party didn't see the apocalypse coming, that if Super Tuesday had gone the other way, it could potentially have been the end of the Democrat Party as you and I have known it. I don't think that's too much hyperbole. And they got involved to some degree to prevent them having to take the thing away from him at the convention the way they did 4 years ago. And they did it this week. What do you think about that analysis?
Well, it makes sense, except if you know how little power the Democratic National Committee actually has on the process.
I'm giving them too much credit.
And the RNC also. I mean, these campaigns are really individual operations. They don't take instructions from anybody. They look at the rules and say, okay, this is how I'm going to skirt that rule, and this is how I'm going to not pay attention to that rule. But I think more likely it was the campaigns themselves that saw that. That Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg's campaign said, look, we ain't going to win this thing. The only thing we can do is to hand it to Bernie, and that's not the kind of Democratic Party I want to have
you
to
know,
live,
you, so you think
in
I'm
the
giving
next
him too
30
much,
years.
You think I'm giving the organization too much credit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do. I think it was the campaigns that came up with that, or at least their advisors. Here's the thing. I'm too old for this now, but when I was doing this actively, we all knew each other. All the staff, the senior staff knew each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd been working together against each other. It's you know, it's a club. There's not that many people that do it. And one of the examples is there was one debate that on the Republican side, and I went out to go to the bathroom, and all my peers on every one of the other campaigns was walking down. It was like the elephants walking to the water hole. We all had to go to the bathroom at the same time, so we sat out there and talked for half an hour.
That was a thrilling image for us, Rich.
I got it. I think that the staffs started chatting with each other, and then they brought it to their principals, and the principals brought it to their big donors, and everybody said, okay, can you get there? No. Okay,
let me ask you a question. They saw, at a minimum, a broken convention this summer. At the worst of it, they saw Bernie getting the nomination, and so dramatically that they couldn't take it away from him. It would be an apocalypse to take it away from him. But they were able to prevent that, and that was what was such a turn of events. But what do you think is going to happen now? You think Biden's going to get the nomination? You don't think there'll be if Bernie gets he continues to do well, but he doesn't have more than Biden. Do you think he'll be a problem in the convention?
Sure, he was a problem last time. They didn't steal it from Bernie. They did because they had the superdelegates.
They cheated.
Yeah, they changed that rule. So the superdelegates, remember, are elected officials, party bigwigs. I mean, there's a bunch of them. There's a lot of them. Yeah. But they can't vote on the first round. The only time they get to vote is if it goes to a second ballot.
How many ballots do you think there'll be this time?
I think there might be two.
But you don't think.
But that doesn't make it a broker convention.
Right.
That
means, no, I agree.
That's a contested convention.
Contested.
The only brokered convention I've ever seen in my lifetime was 1980 in Detroit.
Reagan and
when
Bush.
The brokerage was about who was going to be Reagan's vice president.
Last thoughts. I'm going to let you have the last 30 seconds for whatever prediction you want to make.
Well, this is, I'm not good at predictions, so I don't know. But here's what I do think. I think that the American way of doing politics is still the best in the world because we have these conversations.
I agree.
Things can change. And you could put your thumb on the scale for a little while, but not for the whole process.
I agree with you. Thank God for that. Hey, Rich, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. We found out just a little bit more than we wanted to know about him. He actually voted for Biden. Can you believe that? Rich Galen. That's a shift in the force right there as far as I'm concerned. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.